There is that which is able to create a supply for your every need, the Word of God, and the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, who helps us represent God's fullness on earth. In true intimacy, partnership, and fellowship with Him. Be a part of this and join us as the servant of God, Apostle Joshua Stellman, brings to you the Word of God with simplicity and power.
First time we were going for a crusade, a few people were here. Victor, you were there. something that those around you, even your critics, cannot deny it. They have talked about you. There is nothing else to say, because all that keeps happening is transformation from one level to the other. Listen, there are many of you here, they concluded about you. They didn't hide it. They said it to your face. You know those, and humanly speaking, it was over. But when the word came, no, not when the word comes. The Bible says there is hope for a tree, even it be cut down. At the scent, it didn't say at water, at the scent. When the tree just begins to smell that water is coming, and energy comes higher. This is why we worship. Some of you, we call you new generation ENI people. You came when the blessing was there. Nice seats, fans blowing around. Let me tell you something. Listen, let me tell you a little story. Some of the first ladies in this ministry, when we went to our crusade, there was no money to buy firewood. They didn't even bother asking me, because the answer would be no. There was nothing. We had faith. It's powers of the word, the working knowledge of the word, prophetic insight into God's agenda. Give me this mountain. What wisdom is this? Overcoming deception through intimacy with God. Breakthrough prayer meeting. Reality of heaven and hell. Dominion through excellence. Made in his image. The price for an extraordinary anointing. Spiritual growth. The power of the cross. Part 2 of the Victorious Mindset. Relationship and Family Life Series. A 4-part series. Conquering Unbelief. The Price for a Glorious Destiny. Activating Breakthroughs. The Ministry of Destiny Helpers. The Evidence of Genuine Intimacy with God. The Secret of Sustained Glory. In Preparation for Miracles, Gifted for Exploits, Prophetic Service, and Voice of His Presence. Towards the end of the year, we discuss the weapons of our warfare. Discussion on Kingdom Truths, Extraordinary Accomplishments. And this year, we have taught on light and dominion. Confronting. No, it's not the kingdom of darkness. They got the message wrong. Then financial dominion, part 1 to 4. The protocol of an encounter. School of ministry graduation. There are a few ministrations outside Zaria. You want to listen to them. Avalanche of his presence. This was at Embassy of Heaven in Jos. Being called into ministry. Very powerful teaching. Call to worship. Destiny Summit in Kogi State. Experiencing God's glory. Feast of Praise, part 1 to 3. Flames of his glory. Supernatural Shift, Embassy of Heaven in Jos. Made in his image. Manifestation of Sons, 1 to 3. Power to Run. Take Over, Touching Heaven, Changing Earth. Holy Ghost Power and the Ministry of the Holy Spirit. This was in Abia State. It was a very powerful meeting. Royal Priesthood, Soaring in the Spirit, Your Love for God. Can't even remember that these are the titles of what I preached, but all of these messages, listen, these are loads of messages that attempt to teach us different aspects of the kingdom life. Different aspects of the kingdom life. Hallelujah. Many messages attempting to teach us from character to the anointing, relationship and marriage, finance, apostolic ministry is not an attractive ministry. You are saddled with the burden of people's destinies. You cannot rest. It's like a contemplation. Sometimes I'm sitting quietly, and then these visions of the Lord begin to come again. And I have accepted the call, so I cannot complain. Hallelujah.
By what? The waste.
some seeds fell where? By the wayside, number one. And the fowls came and devoured them up. Verse 5. And some fell on stony places and or rocky ground, and they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up, but because they had no deepness of the earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, what happened? They withered away. Number 3. And some fell among thorns. And the thorns sprung up and choked those seeds. Verse 4. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit. Some, even among the good ground, there were three kinds of results. Some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Move to verse 12 or 13. Let's go to 13. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. So the disciples are probing Jesus into the meaning of the parable. Next verse. Oh, verse 15, let's rush. Let's go to the next verse. I just want to jump these things. Go straight to the meaning of the parable. And blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. 17, I think it's verse 18 it starts. Should be verse 18. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Please listen. This is Jesus speaking about the seed and why a good seed planted by a good sower may not yield results. Are you getting that? So that you are in church listening to all kinds of revelation is no guarantee that the seed will grow. 19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom, the word of what? And understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. So we see that those grounds are the hearts of men. Is that true? And the word of God is the seed. The sower is that vessel or that man of God that plants. Are you getting my point now? He said, this is he which received the seed by the wayside. He received the seed, but the seed could not grow because it fell by the wayside. What is the meaning of falling by the wayside? He did not understand. Brothers and sisters, there are people who have been sitting here for years, but they have never paid attention to really understand the truths that have been taught. You can shout amen like others. You can say hallelujah like others. We can be doing a series on finance and you can get up and say, powerful. But the Bible says, as this seed, as I'm standing here preaching right now, the seed of the word is scattering to different kinds of soils. And there are some of you, the just come casually. When they come, they just sit down. Oh boy, you came too. Fine. Everybody rise up, let's sing. And they say, let's see what worship team has for us. And they look at all the people, kind worship team. And immediately they finish. When I come up, they are smiling. They are just excited for what they cannot even understand. Pray! They are just looking. Just as if very careless. They are not prepared. They didn't come with a predetermination to be blessed. So, they can learn all the languages. Bless you. Hug one another and say, I love you. Well, as I'm reading some of this, some of you can even recite all the messages, but not one has changed your life. You are still stealing the way you were stealing right from 2011. You are still doing what you used to do. You've not, I will say yes, whether he's born again or not, it does, even if we bring a bath with anointing oil here, and we say, come and enter inside and pass through this way. As soon as you are anointing them, let somebody who has small money just come. They start shaking. They forget every koinonia message, even if they fell down 1 million times. The cares of this world. There are pastors today. Listen. There are pastors today. Talk about money or crowd or just something that makes ministry flamboyant. They can throw away every revelation you have had them preach. As though it was not them who were preaching it. The cares of this world. Hallelujah. There are people who tell all kinds of lies today. They are Christians. They are born again. You can, if it's to tell lies and swindle money from parents or friends or people, anytime they want to do it, you are the representative. They know you. You are born again. But this thing is no longer a weakness. It's an issue you don't even want to confront. Are you listening to me? There are Christians like that. It's a different thing that you are having a challenge and you acknowledge it and God is helping you. But there are others, they don't need help from God. They incorporated it into their Christianity. And it's very sad that in the church of God today, there are messages that endorse those kinds of things. There are men of God today who will not even come to preach if there is no nice clothes to wear. Because they are wondering, my church members, I mean, they are already used to see me wear this particular kind of shirt. I need something new. I'm in ministry, so I can tell you, one of my very, very, very foolish pastor friends called me and told me something. He said, man of God, and he thought it was a testimony. I kept quiet, let him finish first. And he said one nonsense that he did with the church money. Vanity and something that did not make sense. He said, I believe that the era of pastor suffering is over. And I believe a man of God should be comfortable. And I allowed him to finish. My heart was skipping. And he was asking me why his ministry was not expanding. I said, you give people word of knowledge on stage and you do not have the common sense to sit down and ask why God is not bringing increase. Hallelujah. Clothes. There are pastors putting themselves under all kinds of pressure. By January, they have announced their birthday and they announced the gift they want. I want an iPad or a Galaxy Tab or whatever. The one that is 1 million. And the ministry cannot even raise 250,000. And everybody keeps sweating. See, this is called the cares of the world. Let me tell you the truth, Koinonia. Listen, many of us belong to this category. We love God, but there are too many attachments in our lives. Everybody say attachments. You know what an attachment is? If you enter a luxurious bus from Kaduna to Lagos, you know attachment, those who didn't pay completely or didn't pay at all, their job is to inconvenience others that pay. They can sit down, they can push you through. That's how many of us have carried several luggages. God is speaking to you. This may be the reason why. I know one of my friends years ago, he said he doesn't eat swallow. certain blessings come into our lives, I'm afraid of what we can become. That's why regardless of your prayer, God will keep you and say, I need to build you. Hallelujah. Say in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to conquer the cares of this world. There are churches today that people are under all kinds of pressure to dress well because it's like it's a dressing gallon. By Tuesday or Wednesday, the people are already sweating, wondering what to wear, making sure that the combinations are perfect. And nobody prays to say, oh Lord, let there be impact. Oh Lord, let there be transformation, including the man of God. It has become like a dressing competition, or it has become like an English competition. Can articulate what where. Ah, come on now. Who has the latest electronic gadget? Who has the best hair? Who is the winner for this week? Cares. You can love God, but these cares can choke the word of God. Could this be that this is the singular reason why some of us, although we've done everything right, we are not experiencing true results in our lives? Hallelujah. There are pastors, for instance, who want power at all cost. At what? All cost. I remember one gentleman who came one time. The guy came and met me and was talking. I've had a lot of things that this guy, he has been misleading people and teaching a lot of error. And this guy came. All he was looking for was endorsement, so that he can endorse. There are so much. He comes to me and he says, we're already experiencing all kinds of increase in our church. You cannot imagine. The explosion is too much. You cannot imagine. Even elderly people are submitting to me. They are just submitting to the grace. And then I'm sitting down looking at this guy. I'm saying, look at the person. How many people? 6, 7, 8. Expansion, explosion. In fact, everybody is submitting to my grace. The oil is speaking, and I'm looking at this guy. Some of you are like that. You want power. Sometimes when you see people climb the stage, in your mind, you are just hoping. Look, let me tell you. These cares can destroy great men. I've seen people who seemingly were humble and loved God, but it was a lie. It was just a camouflage. These cares were still hidden in them. Today they do all kinds of foolish things because of the little blessings that have come. Is God speaking to someone tonight? were full of yourself when you came. Full of yourself and every ability you had. But when you sat under the word of God, something started happening to you. And you knew that for you to be a true child of God, you must give up everything. Hallelujah. What category do you belong to? Because the word of God is coming week in, week out. There are some of you right now, I can bet that you may not even have up to two or three of these teachings in your room that you sit down and listen to. But you have piles of Nigerian films, piles of American films. And please don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong watching movie. I am not against watching movie at all. In fact, I'm about to make an example with one movie right now. Hallelujah. Come. Years ago, I watched a movie called Akil and the Bee. Have you watched it? Now listen, I want to share with you a very powerful lesson here. This was a lady who had potentials to win the spelling bee from her film. Is that true? Those who have not watched it, just follow us. What happened? The first thing she needed in her life was a coach. She never thought she needed a coach. Is that true? Because based on the little classmates she had to compete, which was very good, there are many local champions who believe they are full of themselves. Small touching somebody and the person fell down. And they, all kinds of self-acclaimed people with entourages just massaging their ego. And they are just swelling to burst. Whereas, there is a great height. God wants to take them far. Listen, Abraham had 350 men. Whereas God wanted to give him the whole world. He would have called himself a great man with about 300 men, please. But God had a greater destiny. Listen, and something happened. I love films that teach me spiritual lessons. The doctor, the guy who later became her coach, when he entered and saw them spelling, the lady was getting so, you were tired, Abby. Sit down. Don't worry, go and sit down. Once you hear me sing, you all sit on the floor, sit anywhere. Praise God. And she was spelling. She seemed to be wowing and bamboozling her colleagues. And then the doctor asked her one spelling and she missed it. That's how God humbles us. You are shining everywhere and doing everything. God keeps quiet. While you think you are impressing everybody, there are people who have risen these heights and they just keep looking. They see the potentials, but they know something. If that doctor had told the lady, I need you, or I need to help you, she said, for what? So he gave her something that had to break her. See how long it took her to see the need for him. Are you getting my point? And then when she came, she was still full of herself. She first came to him as colleagues in the spelling bee. Are you getting? She was rude, she was sarcastic, all kinds of bad English, and she believed in her little mind that with that mindset, she will compete with the champions. Listen, I'm using this to teach you something very powerful. Eventually, she started succumbing to the teachings. And this is the powerful thing about being taught. Once you have a meek heart to learn, at a point she started seeing his value in her life. Listen. And then something happened. She became so attached to him. So attached to him. And then a time came when he looked at her and he said, I've taught you everything. I need to teach you. And she said, no, he gave her the bag of cards. And he said, now I've taught you everything. Word construction, whatever, I have taught you everything. Now, with what I have given you, study, I watch anything logically, I just tie it in my head. And it was so powerful. Because she won. When she won, she looked at him. She looked at everybody who had helped her. She now became a champion. Raise your hand, a champion. But between the crown was a process. There was no prayer that took the process away. Are you getting my point? This is what is happening to many of us. Right now, there are ministries that are resident in you. There are branches. There are cathedrals, but God is keeping you down. You are receiving this word now. On the strength of this word, one day you will stand and through all your satellite stations and everywhere they are viewing you, and you will remember that once you will come back and visit Zaria with camera following you, and you will say, this is where I sat down outside. If the nuns knew that that little boy called Benedictus would later be the Benihim that they were taking care of, they would have handled him with a lot of care. But many of us are being cheated in this training right now. Listen to me. This is where I want to talk to us. Because every time we start the training, you turn and you see others enjoying and you wish, oh God, is there a way I can be enjoying there? And also between the training, and God says, no man that worries entangles himself with civilian affairs. You have to choose to be there or remain here and be celebrated. And he said, oh Lord, the other people are now driving cars, all kinds of things. God says, sit down. I am building you. You are a champion. There are nations in you. I am training you for the sake of the nations, not just you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm training you for the sake of the apostolic ministry, the prophetic ministry. You are going to have access to too much money, and if you are not trained, it can kill you. So sit down. Whereas somebody is laughing around with 50,000, God is saying, if I give you 50,000, I'm insulting you. Sit down. You are going to be paying for television satellites for decades. So I need to train you. That's why when other people are going, God will say, your own seed, you are sowing it. And you say, what, God, what are you doing? Listen, there is no man who laughs during training. Are you listening to me? No man that I know. So if you love comfort, listen, you will hate koinonia because it will stretch you. It will stretch you beyond your comfort. Some of these words you are receiving right now, some of you are angry. The word is lashing a lot of things. That's how men are trained. That's how David trained the men in the cave of Adullam. And a point came, one of them killed 800 people by himself. And the sword cleaved to his hand and would not come down. Oh Lord, who are these people you are raising in this place? For eye has not seen. Some of you are here seated, but that which is within your spirit, you are nations in the making. Yes, I know this by the Spirit, that there are some of you quiet right now, the way you are sitting down like this. Days will come when you will do great things for the kingdom. Many of you will be better than me 100 times. That's why I don't take it for granted, all of this teaching. That's why I teach my heart and my life out, that you may understand. I know what you are receiving, and I know what it is able to make you become. There are worship ministries in this place that will explode. When I heard Sam singing with the dear lady, I just looked and said, goodness, one day Sam will now be singing in the presence of multitudes, and his albums will be selling 100 copies per minute. And somebody will say, how did it happen? How did it happen? When Dr. Paul Enenche was in Jos, he prayed for 3 hours every day. As church your God and 20 naira bread. That was my dinner. But I knew it was a matter of time. Sachet your God and bread. That was my dinner. And sometimes if I have a little money, I'll buy granite and put it inside the bread. And I'll carry it to court. I'm doing night vigil. In the middle of the prayer, maybe around 2 or 3, I'll bring small because the thing gets too bad. At that point, people have gone and let me know. And I'm just shouting, say Tabakaya, I call for this future. It's better than today. Aya, ya, ya, ya. See, don't take for granted what you are going through now. Celebrate it. Celebrate it. People will pay for what you are going through now. You will put it in books and they will buy the books. Are you listening to me? Today I share these stories and I'm just closing my eyes and saying, goodness. Those times, I will start counseling people around maybe 11 or 12 in the afternoon. And there was a place I used to sit close to the Catholic building. The sun will come out there and that sun will be on me and I'll sit down like that, maybe reading my Bible or doing something. But today, it's others that are waiting patiently. Look, let me tell you. If you can be patient and stop the hurry, hurry to be rich, hurry, hurry to wear suits. I said it, was it last week? It's like stealing what is already your own. Are you getting my point? If all you have is 250 naira shirt, don't borrow anybody's shirt to wear to be nice. Wear it like that. I hope that one day you'll be able to show some of my pictures. You will see the oversized shirts I wore. Gifts by people who were bigger than me. It never occurred to me that you can reserve small money to reduce the size. That was my dinner. How can I use the money for dinner to go and remove shit? But today, I trust you. I trust you. I was trying to distribute a recharge card of over 50,000 naira in my phone that I didn't know. I was begging people once. I was sharing it. Because what will I do with 50,000 naira recharge card? One person can send a recharge card of every blessed day, including today. People are sending all kinds of things. You go to my place, there are wrappers, all kinds of wrappers, as if I'm opening a boutique. That's what somebody compromised to get years ago. Until today, they have not gotten it. I know a lot of my pastor friends years ago, they said, if I'm a man of faith, in 2 months I must be on air. Is that faith? Answer me. That's what some of you have been deceived. You have seen in the name of Jesus Christ. By April, I should start putting 5,000 naira before. What is pursuing you? What is pursuing you? Who said the word of God is not working? See, once you start becoming under pressure to compromise, to prove to people you are going to die soon. Hallelujah. Some of you turn and see your colleagues driving cars and you are now smiling. The thing is pinching you. I say, not because of this Nigeria self with all their strike. See, my colleague or my younger brother or my younger brother's friend is now sending me picture from Facebook. Look at this small boy driving a Jeep. And you say, oh Lord, I've given you 2014. Jeep or I backslide. Why do you mock God when a day can come? You will sit down. The way you are counting clothes is how you will be counting these chips. People will come from nations with keys and say, give us the privilege of sowing this. And you are saying, Lord, what are you doing to me? Oyedepo said people sow cars every day into his life. What is car? What is house? What are clothes? Years ago, when I saw clothes of 1-5, I knew it was a no-go area. No-go area. 1-5, no-go area. Except it's dash. Or maybe if I settle down. It's not like I didn't dress well. It was just that guy. It took faith. It took faith. So some of you can sit where you are now. primary goal at this point as a ministry is not to build skyscrapers and buy the best equipment in the world. If we do that, we are going to be the most foolish people. Our assignment at this point is to build. You are the ones who will come and bless the ministry tomorrow. Are you getting my point? There are some of you single-handedly, you will build auditoriums and just bring the papers and say, take, this is gift. If you know this secret, you will stop caring about a lot of things and focus. You see, we think we are going to pray shortly. We think that our spirituality is a minus to our success. Let me tell you something. Three people come. Stand here, let me show you something. I need somebody really big. Aha. Can you stand here? Turn. Let me come. Watch this. Years ago in the world, it was about who had physical strength. Are you getting my point? It was... What was happening? He was beating me. Taller than me. Ah, okay. Are you getting my point? So they were wicked giants like Goliath who would bully and threaten people. Are you getting my point now? So it was about who was strong. They were the ones, giants, 6 toes, 7 toes, 8 toes, all kinds of things, 3 eyes, all kinds of people with unusual abilities, and they bullied the whole world. They stole people's money, they stole people's wives, they bullied people, and then eventually, listen, the world switched from the realm of physical strength to intellectual strength. When these intellectual people said, I may be small, but I know how to fix this man, they started making arrows, bows, guns, where I can start from a distance and shoot. That's intellectual strength. Are you seeing that? And the world is still at that level. But before Christ comes, it's not intellectual strength is now failing. Medicine and all of this. We have all kinds of professors. We have people who have stretched their mind. They made machines. They've done all kinds of things. But before Christ comes, the true test of authority will be men who understand the realm of the spirit. Believe what I'm telling you. They will bring a new level. They will bring a new order of what we call normal. Believe what I'm telling you. A new order of what we call normal. Men who will keep the sun still. Men, look at right now, there are prophets around the world who are predicting, people like Hubert Angel, Johnson Suleiman, right now. Who knew that you could come in with all kinds of foreign? Wait till the church manifests. You will see that truly the sons of Abraham are the real landlords of the earth. We will shock the intellectual realm. Spirituality will be the new order. Your prosperity will be tied to your spirituality. Your relevance, it will not just be physical strength again, nor even intellectual strength. The Lord himself will come as the captain. Those who have refused to be spiritual, it will now be their turn to pay for it dearly. Hallelujah. These ones would beat human beings. They would build high buildings. These ones would make robots and computers. These ones will use the power of the spoken word and will legislate. These ones have been able to use rays so you can talk to somebody through electromagnetic waves. A time will come, I can talk to you from anywhere and you will hear me. Trust me, those dimensions are coming. When it first comes to the body of Christ, it will be criticized. But with time, it must be received, because that which is born of God overcomes. Who would have known? Right now, I think I was praying, was it last week? I was praying for a military man who had been so disturbed. It was a demonic thing. And when I was praying for him, this demon started manifesting. And there I was standing before a huge military man who, if we were to fight, he would permit me to use everything from head to toe. And he would just squeeze me. And I looked at him. I was sit and legislate. Let me tell you something. So this training that you're having now, the day everybody is dying in your office, they will no longer be looking. They will look for who can rescue them. And suddenly you show up. The Bible says there was trouble and Elijah the Tishbite. This guy just shows up and begins to threaten the prophets of Baal. They came 50 people taking fresh air with God on the mountain, and they came to interrupt him. He said, let fire come. How the chemicals became fire is irrelevant. Let fire come. When the second platoon came and they all died, the third one came, they said, the world will beg us. We will declare darkness over cities for days until they open up access for the gospel. Yeah, those times will come. Mam pros kebale kataya. Don't think I'm just rapping nonsense. Let me tell you. Those times will come. And those who think we are playing, those who are just depending on intellect alone, get set for a shock. Those who are depending on physical strength alone, get set for a shock. In the army right now, an average military man knows that strength alone cannot do the war. They even permit them in certain circles, go and add to your strength whatever else. Because they know. Brothers and sisters, this is the future of the church. Men of power, men of grace, commanders of uncommon results. And this is what God is trying to do with your life. You may be wondering, I don't have the money now. I don't have this. I don't have all of the qualification it takes. I don't have this and that. Will you settle with God this night and say, Lord, no matter what it will cost, if I do not have strength, if I do not have the intellectual prowess, let me have you. If I have you, I have a commodity the world can never deny. Are you getting my point? God bless you. This is why I focus so much. These are messages that can build you, Koinonia. They are all free with the media for you to sit down like a student in the school of the Spirit and listen. I have seen so many visions. I cannot begin to tell you the things that I've seen about the future. But God is going to use men mightily upon this earth. And it's not just going to be Sunday service. Sunday, no. Men who will enter the strata with an anointing that cannot be explained. An anointing that physics and chemistry and economics and government cannot explain. Say, I choose to pay the price. Say it, I choose to pay the price. And what is the price? This is the price. Labor in word. Labor in prayer. Build capacity. The days will come. He said, I must work the works of him while it is day. For the night cometh. Five foolish virgins. Five wise virgins. The wise ones had oil, but they took extra because they knew that a time will come when they may not get this again. Right now, shortly after now, we're going to be praying for those who will be getting married from tomorrow till next week. I remember years ago, for those people, that thing they call future has come. Welcome to a new dimension. What you have been calling future is now. There's an army rising up. I know I sing this song all the time, but I want you to understand. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. sent me a text. Was it a few days ago? He had a dream. I think it was a dream or a vision. And he sent me the text. He said he saw an airport and he saw like 6 ENI jets. And I laughed. Listen, if this is all that will make me rejoice, it's too small. You wait and see what will become. 6 jets? What for? We're talking about nations, not jets. How much is a jet? Is it 1 billion? 6 jets is an insult. How many of you are here? We're talking of men and women who, months before we go for a crusade, who pay up a stadium for a whole month or a whole year. We're talking of people who will buy the airtime for that entire crusade week. No other program happens. They are airing it live. This is prosperity. This is kingdom wealth. 6 jets, what for? Listen, see, our fathers only showed us the possibility that exists with God. Are you getting my point? I look forward to times when in an entire congregation there will be none poor, because people will be too blessed. You see someone trekking, you tell him, come to my house. What kind of mockery is this? Pick anyone and go. I know the word of God is working. And you don't need to come and testify. It's not a big deal. Your children would give gifts that our fathers are giving today. But will you stay? Will you stay? This is the question. Will you stay? Do you think God is playing games with you? Let me tell you, listen. Many of us in our minds, all that we are thinking about in terms of prosperity is maybe 1 million or one house. Happy. Stop thinking small like that. Wait with God and see what He can make you become. Why are you struggling? If I don't marry a rich man, I would die. Look at how you are insulting yourself with all the world you are entering, or all the world that is entering you. You are now scrounging and hoping that one rich man will come and bail you out of poverty. Are you not seeing what the word of God is doing to you? The wealthiest man in the whole world is about 67 billion. Listen, about 300 years ago, that person would not even be the 20th world richest man. What did those ancient people know? Are you getting my point? By the time you empty 1,000 wheelchairs, your ministry will raise more than 1 billion in one day. Let me tell you, you don't need to sit down and be chorusing on TV, $22.05, Proverbs 22 verse 5. You don't need to do all those things. Gentiles will come to your light and kings to the brightness of thy rising. The Bible says, who are these that fly? I refuse to rush my life. I refuse to be in a hurry. I pay the price. I pass through the school of the spirit. See, if you can conquer the psalmist here, there are when I was David, where are you coming? Listen, when I was listening to this guy singing, there are many people that have produced up to 8 albums. They don't even know 1/10 of what these guys do. They are forcing it to work. It must work. It doesn't work that way. By the time they stay, somebody met me. Do you know how many was getting married, he had three houses. Now I don't have anything. Do you not see what you have? Do you not see that the world can pay for it? You may be hungry now, no problem. I'm not denying the fact that there are temporary pains. Are you getting me? The Bible says, but for our light affliction, which is for a moment, worketh in us a far more exceeding weight of glory. Our light affliction. As bad as your situation is, God calls it a light affliction. We are going to pray. Let me tell you guys, I know you are going far. All of you worship team. This is beyond. See, the least among all these people, they are competent enough to do every kind of this protocol people. One of them can set up a logistics company by themselves and make millions from it. But they are humbling themselves and they are serving. You will go far. It's not just a prophecy. There are very dignified people in this place. There are some of you who are children of extremely wealthy parents. But you come and humble yourself because you know that anything that is not from the word is fake, is not real. You are settling down to get the substance of truth. Let me tell you something. God will take you very far. We are going to pray. And please, this for me is the crux of this meeting. It's not just 10 minutes or thereabout. When it's time to pray, I want you to pray your life out. You have something. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are many of our pretty ladies here. Listen, do you think one of them cannot own a best-selling magazine? What they call it? Or outfit or something. What does it take? It doesn't cost God anything to bless you. What somebody can be fasting for, God can take it and give you as a gift if you remain faithful. Are you listening to me? So tonight, we're going to pray three prayer points. The first prayer point is you're going to say, Lord, through the pain, I cannot deny that there is pain now, but I will wait. Lift your voice and pray. For our light affliction, pray. Lord, I'm going through embarrassments right now on account of you, but I will endure. I will pay the price. I receive mockery every day, but I will endure. Make sure you are praying. Lord, I'm hungry right now. There's no money in my pocket, but I will endure. Come on, pray, inside and outside. You will remember these days. You will remember these moments. You will remember these days. I tell you, remember these days. Shekata ba 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 ba. Though my beginning be small, but my latter end shall be all surpassing. Though my beginning may be small, Shekata ba 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 ba. Are you praying for your destiny, for your children, for the sake of Nigeria? Saviors shall arise out of Zion. God is giving you something that money cannot buy. God is giving you something that will make you a light. God is giving you something that money cannot buy. Lente proske lebo shataya. Through the pain, through the rain, you may be criticized. becoming something mighty. You're becoming something wonderful.
With me, oh God.
He that endures to the end. Worship us. You may be great, but God is keeping you down. Endure. Pay the price. Pay the price. You can sing, but God has stopped you from producing an album. You are good, but God has kept you. Endure it. Endure it. Enjoy it. Pay the price. There will be a reward. In the end, the vision will speak. It may not speak at the beginning. I tell you, it will speak. My goodness, it will speak. Rekete stop rekete le ente pray. Those outside, make sure you are praying. You may be sitting outside. Dust may be on your clothes, but just pray. Just pray. This is the training. Endure it like a faithful soldier. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Endure it like a faithful soldier. Hear me. Hear me. There are some of you passing through things right now. Men do not understand. When they saw Job, they thought it was because Job sinned. The Bible says Job was a righteous man three times who feared God and eschewed evil. It was on account of God's boasting. Are you getting me? So all, listen, I hope you know that the three people who came to talk about Job did not know what happened in heaven. The Bible just gave us inside information. So they were judging based on what they saw. They said, from our understanding, it is sinners that receive this. That means you are a sinner. And Job said, you people should not bring a curse on yourself. Though he slay me, you may not understand what I'm passing through. Let me tell you something. Don't judge any man you see passing through whatever. There are some of you, let me sincerely tell you, are you getting my point? Whereas you would have been running and going, God just held you and dropped you back and said, sit down. There is something I want to bring out. You would have followed your friends and started a business enterprise, but God stopped you. Are you getting my point? You would have even gotten married when you were and say, I used to be afraid of lack, but now I'm in the midst of it and I now know how to come out. I used to be afraid of this and that. Don't judge spiritual men. You do not know the deep degree of training they are having. We have to stop. Let's pray the last prayer. You're ready to pray that prayer, God? You're going to say, Lord, I ask for one thing. See, Jesus said, if it be thy will, let this what? Do what? That's how many of you are praying. You are saying, Lord, there's no food in my house now. If it be thy will, can you jump this training? God is not willing to answer that kind of prayer this night. So why don't you pray the other part of Jesus' prayer? Nevertheless. Somebody say nevertheless. Say nevertheless. They threw you out of the department, but nevertheless. They victimized you, but nevertheless. They stopped the sponsorship. Your uncle said if you would not succumb to him, no more money, but nevertheless. Are you hearing what I'm saying? On account of your integrity, you are suffering, but nevertheless. Listen, not my will, but your will be done. When you can say, Lord, let your will be done. Many of us are afraid to say, let the will of God be done. Because you think the will of God is to destroy you. But let me tell you, when you say, let the will of God be done, you will enter rest indeed. Many ladies are afraid of saying, let the will of God be done. Because you think God will make you 40 years before you marry. Who told you? We are very afraid. What if God brings one kind of brother from anywhere? What is your picture of God? Some of us are afraid because you think God will say, don't walk, just sit down. Tonight, our last prayer point, you're going to say, Lord, your will. Your will. This is a hard thing for many of you. But finally tonight, lift your voice and pray. Say, Lord, not my will. Concerning my music ministry, not my will. Concerning marriage, not my will. Concerning my job. You will be crying as you are saying it. Not my will, oh God. But your will. Your will. I know that your thoughts towards me are thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring me a future and an expected end. Not my will. Concerning ministry, not my will. Not my will. Concerning my employment, not my will, oh God, but your will be done. Concerning where you want me to settle down, not my will. I'm dead to myself. My life is not my own. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please remain standing very quickly. You are here tonight, and we have prayed, and you want to make it right with God. Listen. I told us that this is a training ground. You have never really made it right with God. And you want to say, Lord, I sincerely want to make it right with you. I have walked in ways that I know will not take me to my destiny. And tonight I want to surrender totally to Jesus Christ. Whether you are doing this for the first time or you have done it before, and you think you truly need to rededicate your life, right now, as I just count three, please, inside and outside, wherever you are, start walking. Come to the stage here. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. One. Keep playing, please. Don't let anybody stop you. If you need to come, come. I need to make it right once and for all. Please don't be ashamed. Don't wait for anybody. This is about your destiny. Those of you outside, God is speaking to you. Don't wait for for anybody. I don't care whether you are a pastor, whatever you are, come and stand and say, Lord, for your glory. For your glory, a fresh start. If God is still speaking to you, leave your seat and come. Nobody is looking at you. Don't let the devil destroy your destiny. You are welcome. Koinonia, keep clapping. You are welcome. I don't care what you have done. I don't care the way you have lived your life. God is ready to give you a new beginning, no matter how bad it is. Keep coming. Keep coming. God bless you. Shame on the devil. Keep coming. He thought you would not make up your mind, but tonight you have heard the word of God. Hallelujah. It takes a lot of courage to come out, and I salute those of you who have come out. I believe that you were not coerced. You came out because the Lord has spoken to you. I'm going to lead you to pray. Hallelujah. I want you to lift up your right hand and pray from the depths of your heart. Please do not do this just as a recitation, because God wants to use many of you here. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I love you with all my heart. I believe you died for me. I believe you shed your blood for me. Today, I repent of my sins. Help me. Save me. Wash me. Write my name in the book of life. I declare that from today, give me a new beginning. In the name of Jesus, use me. Anoint me. Empower me. Make me great. I denounce sin and Satan. From today, forward ever, backward never. In the name of Jesus. Now let me pray for you. Father, I pray for these ones. Bless them. I pray for these ones. Use them. Thank you for saving them. Lord, may this not be an emotional decision. Let it be a genuine decision that will yield results. In the name of Jesus. May my God empower you to be great. May he use you mightily. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Congratulations. Please, I want you to just follow the lady waving her hands. They'll have your details. And then we'll meet with you tomorrow.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/KoinoniaEternityNetworkInternational. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/KoinoniaEni. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Eternity Network International. Duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.